Welcome to Prayer Request Friday on KPYN AM and FM.net. To call us live, call 903-796-6056. Here's your host of Prayer Request Friday, Truth Infusion Ministries.
Hey, good morning, Cass County, all you KPYN listeners, and good morning to everyone out there in Truth Infusion land.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Wes Belt, got Kelly Wright here with me, and we've got a list of prayer requests.
Yes,
that we are going to take to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request that you would like for us to agree with you in prayer about, you can call us at 903-796-6056. You can get on the Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page and send us a comment on that live feed, and we will take your need to the Lord in prayer.
Yes, amen.
And Kelly, I know you've got several already that we need to pray for. So while we've got a long segment here, let's go ahead and get that started, and we'll kind of get some of our stuff situated, volumes and whatnot.
Amen. I'd just like to say good morning, everybody, and this is a day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice. We're glad in it. We're thankful.
Amen.
And it's like Jim was saying a while ago, you know, yesterday was Thanksgiving, but we need to be thankful every day for what God's done for us. And Wes, on the way over here, we were talking about how God has got everything under control. And we're going to go to the one who has the answers. We're going to go to the one that is in control. And we're grateful to God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. And through the operation of the Holy Spirit, we're going to bring some of these requests to the Lord this morning. We have a request this morning from Samantha for asthma and sinuses. She's had issues off and on, you know, for months. And I can definitely relate to that this morning. You know, asthma stuff is just tough. And also Miss Joyce Bowers in the hospital, please. And she says she's needing prayer for that. I want to make sure I don't miss any more that's on here on Facebook right now. And y'all forgive me as I'm reading through these. Got a praise report. Spent Thanksgiving with a brother who has just come through, who's sober right now. That praise God for that praise report. Amen. And let's see here. I think I've got that. Okay. And we've got some other prayer requests. Chuck Combs and family, Faye Cook, Eva Farrell, Mary McCann, Mildred Hubbs, Jesus Rios, Elias Neighbors, Patsy's family, and a little baby named Leonard Abeta, who's trying to avoid surgery, Jennifer's family, and Carolyn's family. So let's just bring these prayer requests before God. And the Lord knows every need that needs to be taken care of this morning. Amen. So let's pray together.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all these prayer requests that have been brought before you this morning. God, I'm coming to you this morning just a needy person myself, Lord. Father, we love you. First of all, we just want to exalt your name. We want to lift you up, oh God, and just to recognize you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we love you. I thank you for the opportunity just to be here with my brother Wes this morning and surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, oh God. Father, the people who are out here in KPYN land, God, we're all agreeing together for all these needs, Lord, that have been brought before you today. And God, I'm just asking you to minister, Lord, whether it's asthma, sinuses, people in the hospital, people who need a touch this morning. Lord, you're the great physician. God, your word says that you're the God that keeps us from diseases. You're the God that heals us, oh God. Lord, your word says that if we bring anything before you with the prayer of faith, that it shall be done. And Lord, that if we have the prayer of a mustard seed, that we can cast a mountain into the sea, God, and it would be done. And Lord, we're coming to you not in our own power, not in our own deeds, but we're coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, Lord, the name above all names. And Father, we know that that name is the most powerful name in the entire creation, oh God. And Lord, you're our very help, our very creator, oh God. And Lord, we're asking you to touch these needs right now. Lord, I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for this day. I'm asking you to do what we can't do, and I'm asking you to touch. And Lord, I thank you for the praise reports. I thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and I'm praying for you to touch each and every person today, Lord. Help this radio show. Touch this. Touch KPYN, the Del Giorno family. I thank you for Brother Jim, who was here a while ago, and I ask you to minister to my brother Wes. Mm. And Father, we just ask you just to be with us the rest of this day, and we're thankful, God. We're thankful. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kelly, for doing that and for taking those needs to the Lord, for agreeing and just for being obedient and letting the Lord speak through you on that. You know, Psalm 92 says, it is a good thing to give thanks
yes, it is.
Unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Man, you know, it goes on to say, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Man, at all times, it's good to give thanks to the Lord.
Yes.
And 2 Timothy says in the last days, people will be unthankful. Yeah. And we're seeing more and more of that as far as it relates to God.
Yeah.
People aren't thankful for who God is. Not necessarily what God does. They're just not thankful for who God is. They don't believe. You know, we're seeing that more and more, and we're going to see it. His word tells us we're going to see it. But man, Psalm 92 lets us have hope and tells us that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord at all times. And it's refreshing when we do that. You know, we kind of discussed it on the way down here about when we go into times of our life that we don't necessarily, we may not like.
Right.
It just may be some rough waters.
Yeah.
But God's doing something for His glory through
Amen.
It. He's leading us to it. And He said if He leads us to a place, He's going to lead us through that place. And He'll bring us out to the other side, whether that other side is a better set of circumstances or whether that other side is with Him in glory.
Yes. You know, Wes, the Bible says in our weakness, His power is made perfect.
Amen.
You know, I find that, you know, I just recently come through a sickness, you know, and still recovering. But I find that the weaker I get, and frankly, the sicker I get, the more I sense His presence.
Yep.
And I know that through situations, whether it be family situations or whether it be just circumstances of life or even illness, that if we really look, when we start to look back on those times, we can really see where the hand of the Lord moving. You know, for the believer and for the person who's put their faith and their trust in God, we can really see His hand moving upon us during those times. I mean,
right.
you know, the Bible talks about utterings and groanings, you know, in the Spirit when we don't know what to pray, that the Holy Spirit will pray for us. I mean, you know, when you're laying there sick with fever and I don't know about you, I get kind of crazy when I get fever, but I'm sitting there going like, oh, you know, like that. But, you know, I begin to pray and to cry out to God, you know, and the Holy Spirit's ministering through those times, you know.
Yep.
But in our weakness, His power is made perfect, and He knows what to pray, and He knows what to say, and He knows what to do. And then God begins to move through us, and He begins to say things. He goes, I got this. You let me take care of you. You let me say what
that's
I want
comforting.
To say. And that's very comforting. It's very comforting because at the end of the day, God is saying, I'm working my power through you to take you where I want you to go so that you are more like me.
Absolutely. Man, keep going with that because right now, I know there's somebody listening, or there may be somebody that's watching on Facebook. Somebody needs to hear that. These are the times that we're living in, all the chaos that's going on.
Yes.
Somebody needs to hear that. So keep going.
Well, and you were talking about, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 3, how in the last days, you know, how people will be boastful and proud and lovers of themselves and godless, you know. So what kind of people should we be? How should we be? Well, the Holy Spirit tells us, you know, and Paul tells us in chapter 12, it says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. We must always allow the Holy Spirit to refocus us back towards living for Jesus, not for ourselves. When we are sick, when we're upset, when things aren't going well at work, it becomes so easy to become self-centered. Well, we don't become self-centered. We focus our faith, our light back towards Jesus. And then when we do that, then He begins to work through us again it always points back towards Jesus.
Yes. that's the neat thing about it is it takes the spotlight off of us. Their spotlight never needs to be on us. It needs to be on Christ at all times.
Yes.
I tend to start taking that camera or that spotlight and putting it back on Wes. I can't do that.
I do it all the time. God help us, you know.
But through the circumstances that he allows and causes, he will redirect us back to put that spotlight back on Christ. Let's take this call real quick. Good morning, Prayer Request Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Sister Simon, this morning?
Good.
Praise God. Praise God.
Just thank God for another day's journey.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
How are you all doing?
Doing good, Sister Simon. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes,
you know,
good.
Every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Yes, amen.
Yes, ma'am.
I just thank him for allowing me to have a good day yesterday with my family.
Amen.
Amen.
Children and grandchildren and great-grand and great-great-grand.
So that's a good group, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I got a five generations.
There you go.
Five generations.
Oh, yes. And I enjoyed every bit of it.
That's something to be proud of.
You didn't love on them a little bit, did you?
Oh, yeah. The youngest one was born on my birthday, October the 6th.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
That's right. Sure enough.
Well, what can
I just want you all to lift my family up in prayer and this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I enjoyed all of them yesterday and just thank God. I just hope it won't be the last time that we will all get together.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, I'm asking prayer for all those that are sick and shut-ins, all the ones that's in the hospital with the COVID and corona, whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Just bless right now because God know all about us.
Yes,
he can heal and he can save. He's a miracle worker.
Absolutely.
He's a physician. Yes, he is. He's a doctor in a sick room.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Lawyer in a courtroom. He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator.
Amen.
He can make a way out of no way.
Yes,
preach
ma'am.
It.
And I just thank him for it.
Amen.
Yes, son. I'm just asking prayer for all those that's in there.
Hey, we're going to be right back on the other side of this short break. This is Prayer Request Friday on KPYN AMFM and .net.
I'm Matthew Sawyers, your hometown accident attorney. I recently merged with Dallas-Fort Worth-based law firm Bailey & Gallion. Our focus is still personal injury law, which I've been practicing in the Four States region for the past 18 years. Combining our resources will allow claims to be processed quickly and efficiently while still providing the personal attention I'm known for by each of my clients. If you've been injured in a car or 18-wheeler accident, call Bailey, Gallion, and Sawyers today at 1-800-LAW-OFFICE for a free consultation.
Principal Office, Bedford, Texas.
At Queen City Tire, 302 U.S. Highway 59 in Queen City, we have great prices on new and used tires, and we have a mechanic on duty who can help with auto repair. Queen City Tire also has a service truck available. So if you're out on the road and get a flat, call Queen City Tire 24/7, 365 for roadside service. The number to call for Queen City Tire is 903-908-4949. That's 903-908-4949. Queen City Tire, 302 U.S. Highway 59 in Queen City.
KPYN AMFM and .net and Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs remind you to pray for and support our troops stationed at home and around the world.
My name is Specialist David Gamber, and I'd like to throw a shout out to my mom Samantha, my dad Troy, and all my siblings.
At KPYN and Dewey Moore Ford, we support our brave men and women in uniform stationed all around the world. With the We Support Our Troops campaign, messages from our troops on the radio, and messages on our social media page.
Hey, I'm Specialist Rebel. I'm saying hi to my son, Aaron. I love you, bud. I can't wait to come home and see you soon. Be great in school. Be good. Listen to your dad. And I love you.
We support and pray for our troops at Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs and KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
You're listening to your radio station for the original Trading Post. Monday through Saturday mornings, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. We are in the midst of a phone call with Sister Simon. She has given us some of her prayer requests already, and we're going to continue on. Sister Simon, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go.
Amen.
I don't know. I may be having a short on one of my cables. It's causing me not to hear.
No, I just want you all to keep me lifted up in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
You just help me to hold out till change has come. And I'm asking prayer for all these churches. Some is closed down and some are open.
Right.
Asking prayer for the pastors.
Amen.
And the ones that are continuing to go out to church on Sunday. And just asking prayer for all those that are bereaved this morning. And those that are behind the prison walls. And just keep us lifted up in prayer, because we all standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
And I thank you all, and you all have a blessed day.
We thank you, Sister Simon. We love you.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bless her. Amen.
You got that list?
I sure do.
I think
sure
you had
do.
A couple from the Facebook feed on the comments. Did you catch those yet?
I did, and Miss Marcy Madrid, her specific prayer request is, I want you to pray for my daughter Stephanie. She's doing all this by herself. Her husband is deployed. And we just thank him for his service. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. And he still hasn't seen their son yet. He does not know. He does know that the baby Leonard may need surgery. I thank you for the prayers and kindness. And we're going to pray for that need as well.
Okay.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for Sister Simon. And Lord, we just thank you once again, God, for her faithfulness. Lord, is just a Lord, senior leadership, God, in the body of Christ, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for her faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for the constant reminder to us that we need to lift each other up. Father, for those who are behind prison walls, for those who are suffering, for those who are in need, a desperate need of a touch from you, God. So, Lord, Sister Simon, she is a constant pillar and a reminder to us, Father, to lift up the body of Christ. Lord, I'm praying for family who are sick and shut in, those who have COVID or the coronavirus. God, Lord, that's nothing to you. Father, that has become a scary word to some people. But, Father, for you, it's nothing. God, because Jesus died for even COVID. And, Lord, we're not worried about that at all, because the Heavenly Father, you have all that in the palm of your hand, Lord. And I'm praying for those who are suffering from that, those who are sick. God, just take care of it, God. Lord, for you, it's nothing but a thought. It's nothing but just a word from you, Lord, and it's taken care of. And Lord, I'm praying for those who need a touch from you today. I'm praying that you would touch the churches, Lord. Father, there's a lot of churches here that are suffering right now. I'm praying for a boldness in the body of Christ to return to the work of Jesus. In Christ's name, I pray right now. Give us, as a body of Christ, the boldness that we need to do the work that needs to be done in this day. Lord, help us just to restore the foundational work of Christ in us, Lord. Help us to bind together and to hold hands in Jesus' name, and just to go out and do the things that you've called us to do, the Great Commission, Lord. And I pray for the pastors. I pray that you'd give them the strength that they need. Touch the pastors' wives. Touch the deacons. Touch the Sunday school teachers. Touch the bus drivers. Touch youth workers, Lord. I'm praying for every part of the church, Lord. I'm praying for the church mothers, of church fathers, Lord, every part. Just be with us, God. And Father, we know that things look different right now, but God, to you, you're not shocked, you're not surprised, and I pray that you'd minister to all of us and touch our nation, God. Help us to repent and to turn back to you, in Christ's name. And Lord, I'm also praying for Miss Marcy's request, Lord, for this daughter Stephanie. She's doing things by herself right now for this baby, and I'm praying that you would minister I'm praying that you would give strength and encouragement. Lord, I thank you for this husband that is deployed, that you just protect him. I thank you for his service to this country. And I pray that you would bless this family, Lord. There's a need here with this baby. And I pray that you would just touch and heal. God, you've got this thing in the palm of your hands. I pray that this family would be able to sense tangibly your presence during this time, God. And I thank you for the prayer request right now. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Man, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know that, you know, God is speaking through you even in praying, because when we ask him before we ever came in here and we asked him, Lord, get us out of the way. We don't want to come in here, and this is not about Truth Infusion. This is not about Wes or Kelly. This is about an eternal mission of the kingdom of heaven, and we're just a couple of vessels that he's using, and we wanted him to fill us. We wanted him to speak through us, not, you know, we don't want it to be us. So I know that you have yielded up to this point. You knew that God had you scheduled to be on this prayer request hour this week. And I know you've been praying, and I know you've been seeking him. And you said even in your sickness, you were turning to him and leaning on him, and he was strengthening you, and he was preparing you. So even now, God is using you and speaking through you, and I praise God for it. I thank God that you're here. But you know what? If he had taken you home, man, it would have just been another celebration of the kingdom of heaven and the power of God, because he's with us.
He's
not going to forsake us.
Amen.
He's not going to leave us. Man,
thank you, Jesus.
That's good news.
That's fantastic news.
And that, if nothing else, if I had nothing else to be thankful for, if I thought I didn't have anything else to be thankful for today, I can be thankful that God said he will not leave me nor forsake me, and he is more than enough.
Well, you know, we were at our dear brother Roger's funeral the other day. I mean, not his funeral,
his mother's funeral. Mother's,
I tell you, we were there, and you know, that there was such a presence of the Lord there, you know, and as those men got up, and, you know, David sang, and you know, the music played, and the ministers got Roger ministered at his own mother's funeral.
Man, and Jesus preached through him.
But the one thing that stood out, there was not a sorrow there.
Nope.
There was not a feeling of like, oh, this is just awful.
Right.
What I began to cry. You know, I didn't know Roger's. I've met Roger's mother, but I wasn't crying because of sadness. I was crying because I had that feeling of homecoming. I had that feeling of like the presence of the Lord. I knew that he was there ministering, and I had that joy in my heart of like, man, the Lord is here. The Lord is
absolutely
now. The Lord is presence. He's present right now. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
And the other thing I thought was like, wow, where else would you want to be except in the presence of the Lord? You know what I mean? And
it
I was thankful for that. I was thankful for that. And it just reminded me like, hey, if all we've got is this terra firma that we're standing on, if this is it, how miserable. How miserable.
Yeah.
You know? But we don't.
Nope.
We've got Jesus Christ. We've got the promise. We've got the hope and the resurrection.
Amen.
We've got an eternity with the one who made us.
Yeah.
I mean, he promised us he's coming back for us. He promised us he's got a place prepared for us. I mean, he promised that. He promised that.
And he's never broken not one promise.
Never. Amen.
Not one promise has been ever broken. And if you're out there and you're wondering amidst a little bit of uncertainty in your life or in this world or in the times we live in, hey, let me tell you, seek Jesus. He is certain. He is ever present. Hey, this is Prayer Request Friday on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net, 903-796-6056.
The health department in Texas reported 12,423 new confirmed coronavirus cases on Thanksgiving Day. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net, I'm Robert Del Giorno. According to the Health Department in Texas, there were 12,423 new confirmed coronavirus cases on Thanksgiving Day Thursday. Now a total of 1,143,616 Texans have tested positive for COVID-19. There were 206 new COVID-19 fatalities between Wednesday and Thursday in Texas. The death toll since the pandemic began in March is now 21,156. 943,457 Texans have recovered from COVID-19, and currently there are 181,612 active COVID-19 cases in Texas. Officials in San Antonio have imposed a curfew through the Thanksgiving holiday weekend in an effort to limit the spread of the new coronavirus, which continues to surge across Texas. Mayor Ron Nuremberg and Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf Wednesday night announced a curfew prohibiting people from gathering outside their homes from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. The restrictions exclude people seeking services from a business. The curfew begins Thursday night and extends through Monday morning. Restaurants must also close for dining from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., although they may continue to offer takeout. The news was brought to you by Jerry Berry AC and Electric. Call him at 903-756-7616. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, I'm Robert Del Giorno.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
At Cass County Equipment, your local Kubota dealer at 808 Highway 59 in Queen City, Texas.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast from the KPYN Weather Center. Today, there's a 20% chance of a shower before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy, high 65. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, low 46. Saturday, a 20% chance of an afternoon shower, mostly cloudy, and a high of 55. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana. Real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert Del Giorno for the weather station, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is Cass County's news leader. Listen to news updates with Robert Del Giorno. Plus, check out our website at kpyn.net for breaking news free. We also have Cass County's most popular Facebook page. Keep up with news as it happens.
When news breaks out,
we break in on Cass County's news leader since 1950. KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM.
I know GM likes giving you a hard time on the secret sound, but Pizza on Main is here to make it better. When you saw the secret sound, you will receive a large one-topping pizza from Pizza on Main, located 406 East Main Street, Pine Acres Shopping Center. Pizza on Main, your secret sound pain reliever. Pizza on Main, 406 East Main Street, Pine Acres Shopping Center, 430-562-7032.
Listen to Dennis Prager weekday mornings 8 a.m. till 1 a.m. on KPYN AM FM and .net. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk. Listen online at KPYN.net and on the Freed AM Sports app.
Well, all right. Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. And I am struggling to get any after commercial music to come up on the computer. So we're going to come right back in with something even better. Which is the Word of God. Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." You know, if we went on to read the rest of that chapter, it's a short chapter, Psalm 91.
Yeah,
but man, what what an encouragement to even go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
When you read Psalm 91, if you know, God gives us a choice to put our faith in His Son Jesus, to put our faith in God or not.
Yes.
You know, even in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him." That's, yes, a choice.
You know, I have it marked in my Bible, verse 14 of 91.
Psalm 91?
Yeah, Psalm 91. It says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And, man, that right there, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. You know, and I remember laying in bed one night, and I couldn't sleep, and I pulled that up. And I said, Lord, I love you. I love you. You know, I want you to see me, God. I want you to hear me, God. I want you to see me laying here. And I was going through a moment, you know, of strife and struggle, you know. And I said, Lord, I want you to know that I acknowledge your name. I want to be the guy that you say he acknowledges me publicly. He says my name out loud. You know, I'm not scared. I'm not ashamed. I want to be that guy, Lord, that you say, I don't worry about Kelly acknowledging me out loud. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, even the word says that someday when we stand before the Lord, he will say to some. Now, he's not saying what I'm about to say. He's not saying to those that put their faith in him. To those who do not put their faith in Jesus Christ completely, trusting in him for eternity.
Yeah.
He will say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Right.
There was never a relationship there. You know, the devils know him.
Yeah.
They bow and tremble at his feet. They've got to worship him.
Yeah.
You know, whether they want to or not, they're going to bow before him and worship because he is God. And just like you said, to those who say, God, I love you, man, he will show them who he is. He will show himself to be the salvation that we need because we can't make it without him.
Sometimes, you know, I get around you guys. I get around, you know, preaching preachers like Todd. You know, we use that phrase, you know, preaching preachers and Brother David. And, you know, the depths of the Word of God, it's just unsearchable. I mean, it gets so deep, you know.
He is.
But sometimes I'm on the kid level.
You know, too.
I'm just on the kid level. I mean, and I'm just like, I'm like, God, I mean, I just want you to know I love you. Do you love me? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm just on that surface level, Wes. Sometimes, yep. I'm just laying there in bed going like, God, I feel kind of lonely right now. And I just need to know that you love me.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't have all the ins and outs of this thing sometimes, God. I just want to know that, Lord, are you really here for me? Are you really there? And he always comes back and says, yeah, I love you, Kelly. I'm here for you. And that's what I need sometimes, you know. And those moments at night, you know, when I wake up and I can't sleep and I'm worried about the cares of the day, and I know those verses say, why worry? Why are you worrying? You know, I know that yeah. That's there. But I just want to hear God whisper in my ear like, hey, I got you, Kelly. I got you.
My kids told me one time, my two sons, they told me one time, they said, Dad, we love it when you give us advice. We love it when you explain things out in detail and you try to teach us. But sometimes when we come to you, we just want you to be Dad.
Yeah.
You know, in which to me, in my mindset, being a human, you know, I was thinking, that's what I have been being. I've been being Dad. I'm supposed to teach you. I'm supposed to try to tell you all the things that I messed up in so you don't do it. And they said, yeah, we get it, more than you know. But sometimes we just want you to be Dad. Sometimes we just want you to love on us.
Yeah.
We just want you to hang with us and chill with us and let us know you're there. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
Well, and praise be to God that we have a Lord that will pick a child up and put him in his lap. Amen.
Amen.
And we have that picture. We have that picture of our Lord and Savior doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And can we just pray for a moment that for people who out there who just say, you know what, I just feel kind of lonely right now. I just need the comfort of the Father.
What a prayer request.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, that God, you do love us with a love that cannot be quenched, that cannot be defeated.
Mm.
And Lord, I'm praying for people right now who may be feeling just a little bit lonely, who may be feeling just a little bit by themselves, or maybe just a little bit discouraged. Lord, I'm praying that right now that you would just send the comforter, oh God, just to touch them, to wrap your arms around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you would just allow them to feel the warmth and the touch that only you can provide. And I pray that you would just lift them up in a way today that they've never felt before. And Lord, I pray that you would just help them to know that they are loved, and help them to feel that right now, God. And send somebody, send one of your servants to them too. Yep. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Man, and he's got somebody prepared to do just that.
Amen.
For those who are in need.
Yes.
God's got somebody. His name, the main one, his name is Jesus. The Holy Spirit, who is appropriately named the Comforter, the Helper, the one who's going to be there when nobody else can be there. Man, he is God. But he will also send humans to love on you and support you and help you. So, man, that's just what we're kind of trying to do here. Prayer Request Friday. We just want to lift up prayers to God the Father here at KPYN, AMFM, and .net.
Needing a commercial lot to build your business? Build it in Queen City, Texas. Right now, Queen City Economic Development Corporation has several lots located off Highway 59 in Queen City, Texas. And for qualified investors that meet a certain criteria, the land is available at no charge. To see if you qualify for land in Queen City, Texas at no charge to build your business, log on to queencitytx.org. queencitytx.org. KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is your radio home for the Original Trading Post. Listen every weekday morning, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9, Friday from 7 to 10, and Saturday 7 to 9. Everything bought, sold, or traded on the Original Trading Post will be posted on the Trading Post page. Simply go to kpyn.net, click on the Trading Post page, and see everything that was called in on the Original Trading Post, including garage sales and yard sales. It's all on the Trading Post page. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59 in Atlanta. Listen to the Trading Post and shop the Trading Post page on our website at kpyn.net. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59, Atlanta.
This is Larry Elder. Every day, in every way, we make the argument that the individual need to be empowered. We got to get the government off the backs of job creators. As my dad used to say, I never got a job from a poor person. Let's stop making people who want to make a buck a villain. Let's start celebrating people that take risks. After all, this country was built on people who take risks. On the next Larry Elder Show.
The Larry Elder Show, weekday evenings from 5 to 8 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is your radio home for Texas Rangers baseball.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. We're on our one of our last segments here. We've got a call that just came in. We're going to go to the line and see who we've got on the air. Prayer Request Friday, good morning.
Good morning. Asking prayer for our oldest son, Drew David Hudson. He's in, he was in ICU. He had the COVID-19, this virus, and for 2 weeks, and then he got double pneumonia in both lungs, and they have got him out of ICU, and he has made some progress. So we've got all the church and all of our friends praying. Just wanted to add his name to the prayer list.
Did you say Jimmy Hudson?
No, Jerry David.
Jerry
David, okay.
Jerry David.
He's our oldest son. Yeah, him and his wife both had the virus, but she's okay. He had to be airlifted to Texarkana from Atlanta.
Okay.
Absolutely.
To the hospital, but he's still in the hospital, but he's been there 24 days. But
wow.
Pray for a complete recovery for him.
Amen.
We will do just that. Do you mind if we pray while you're on the air?
That's okay. I can keep you on my phone. I'm in a cell phone in Doddridge.
Okay, I got you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the
Jesus.
The love of parents. God, we thank you for
thank you, Lord.
The love of family. God, we thank you more so for your love and for your power, and that can't be there, God, you're there, and you can be there. You're ever present. You can be anywhere that we need you to be. So, Father, we ask you to be with Jerry David Hudson,
yes, Lord,
in
God.
This hospital room, NICU. Lord, we ask that you would touch his body. We're going to ask you to heal him in Jesus' name, completely restore him and use him for your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
And God, whatever that looks like,
Lord,
we just trust you for it. And we ask you to give peace to this family. We ask you to comfort this family like you alone can do.
Yes, Lord.
God, we praise you and we thank you for complete recovery is the request of a mother and a family. And we ask and we agree and we bring this before you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, thank you for that call. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless you.
And Wes, we have a few more prayer requests coming in from Facebook.
Okay.
Matthew, I want to make sure, I'm sorry if I don't say the name right, but Matthew Schlatter, prayer for the family. And I apologize if I didn't say your last name right, Matthew. And also, Miss Janon Cook. I go to church with Miss Janon. Please pray for one of my neighbors as her husband passed away the day before Thanksgiving. And, of course, that's an awful time. You know, there's no good time. But
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So we need to remember that family. So let's pray for these needs, please.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I just pray right now, God, that you would pray, just touch Matthew's family in Jesus' name. Lord, you see the need here? We don't have to know all the needs. We don't have to know exactly what's going on, but God, you do know. And I pray for Matthew's family that you just minister to them. Whatever needs they have, God, I pray that you would just touch and just provide. And Lord, I pray that you would just reach out right now and just do the very work that only you can do, God. You see and you know. And Lord, I thank you for the prayer of faith that he's already offered just by asking, God. And he's asking you to do a work. And I pray that you would just honor that prayer request in Jesus' name. And also praying for this neighbor of Miss Janon, that you would just touch this family that has just lost this loved one on a day before Thanksgiving. Lord, I pray that you'd provide a peace that only you can provide, God. And I thank you for it. And Lord, I'm asking you just to minister, provide the ability to do the things that they need to do, help the church to reach out, help the people to reach out and just minister. And Father, I thank you for Ms. Janon and just allow her just to be a help to them and a provider of peace and comfort as a friend and a neighbor. And Lord, just touch this family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We're going to try to see, Kelly, if you want to read or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Do so, or take us to a place real quick. We've got just about 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
five.
Well, we'd kind of touched on 2 Timothy and Romans, you know, and I had, I've been kind of going through Romans and, you know, how do we live in this last day? How are we supposed to act? How are we supposed to, as a body of believers, as a person that's operating in the current state of affairs of the world? And Paul is very specific with us. How are we supposed to do? And whenever we are discouraged, you know, a lot of times we turn inward. We turn, at least I do. I mean, I can sully up. I can get toward a point where I become very Kelly-centered. But that's not how we're supposed to be. You know, Romans tells us, Paul tells us, he says, I urge you, brothers, to, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship. Everything we do, our life, how we act, how we walk our Christian life, our Christian walk, should be an act of worship towards Christ. Amen? And so, listen to this. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. This is from verse 9 of chapter 12. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. You know, what's funny about that, this doesn't sound like a people who are holed up and isolated.
Right.
This is people, this is a group of people who are actually active and sharing and touching other people's lives. You know, God's church is not ever meant to be isolated.
That's good.
The body of Christ is meant to be an active part, you know, participant in the community.
Yes.
And no matter what's going on.
Amen.
You know, and so let us be encouraged and and also aware of ourselves, that no matter what kind of thing is going on, yes, we have to be careful. Yes, we have to be aware of things, you know, in the era of COVID-19, if you will. But I don't care if there's flu going on. We've still got to be the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
We've got to be an active participant in the body of Christ and not be weary with well-doing,
yeah,
or scared and to the point where we're not active in doing the things that Christ has caused us to do. Because if we, because you know, the darkness is dispelled by the light, and we are carriers of the light of Jesus Christ.
That's good. And whenever there is a darkness, anytime you bring light into that room, even a small amount of light,
yes,
it dispels darkness.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it darkness has to go to another place.
Yes, it does.
Because it can't abide where the presence of light is.
Amen.
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad God brought that up through you. And you know, even what you've came through this sickness, you've had to experience what it did to you, and then, you know, having trouble breathing or being out of energy. But hey, God brought you through it. And you said earlier, when you were talking about, you know, even in some of your weakest times through that, man, it just lets you have a fellowship and a relationship with the Father. Like, hey, I'm just here wanting to know that you love me, man. And he showed you.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
He
absolutely
encouraged you with him.
Absolutely. And we have a couple more prayer requests here, Wes. Miss Christina Crouch, I have a prayer request for my daughter Amber, as she's going through something only God knows, and only he knows how to get through it, get okay, her through it, and pray for my other 7 children that they come to know our Lord and receive salvation. And Matthew says, pray for my Aunt Leanne family. And so let's pray for these needs if we can real quick. Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, I just ask you just to touch this need for Miss Christina, for daughter Amber. And Lord, she said it, only you know how to do it. And I pray that you would just minister to this need in Jesus' name. And I pray for these other children, God, that you would just allow, Lord, these children to come to a saving grace of you, saving knowledge of you, yeah, God. Lord, you're the answer.
Yes,
you are the answer, Lord. You're the beginning, you're the end,
yes,
and everything in between, God. And without you, there's just nothing. And I pray that you would just allow them to all come to a saving knowledge of you in Christ's name. And I pray that you also, you would touch Matthew and touch this Aunt Leanne's family. And I pray that you just minister to them. And Father, I just thank you for these prayer requests, Lord. And I pray that you continue to move as the Spirit wills, oh God. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, man, I know I feel like I've kicked the whole load of this day over to you, but I praise God that it's Christ in you that's carrying it. But you've done a good job of letting him lead and speak and do through you today. I've been over here messing with different things, trying to get some things.
Well, we've had some technical difficulties this morning. That's okay.
Been a little challenging.
You're doing a great job. Doing a great job.
But, man, we've enjoyed it. We've got another small segment coming up. But first, we've got to take a quick break here on Prayer Request Friday. KPYN, AMFM, and .net, 903-796-6056.
Tops Black Friday sale is in full swing in Bossier City. Let's check in with Michelle and see what's happening over there.
Hey, Don, well, the turkey's gone and all the dishes are done, so everybody needs to come on down here to Tops and gobble up on some of these savings we've got going on. Man, it's crazy over here. I just found out they've lowered all the Harley boots $20 off and put all the leathers 25% off. Y'all come on down here to Tops. We've got boots 50% off, jeans 50% off, shirts as low as $10. It's getting wild over here. Excuse me, ma'am. Hi, how are you today?
Doing wonderful.
Welcome to Tops.
Thank you.
I'm looking at your buckle you got in your hand there. Looks like that buckle says $30. These buckles are going to be 40% off, so you're going to get that buckle for about $17.
Wow.
That's a good sale.
Two or three, yeah. Well, awesome.
I tell you what, y'all come on down here to Tops Western World, where we've got everything on sale.
Sounds great, Michelle. Tops Western World's big Black Friday sale is going on now. Industrial Exit I-20, Bossier City.
This is Truth Infusion with David Markham.
Most of us are familiar with the old saying, love the sinner, hate the sin. Now, this saying is based in scriptural and biblical truth. We should hate sin because God hates sin. But we should love one another because he loves us in spite of our sin. However, I'd like to throw a little bit of truth in there and challenge you for just one moment. The scripture also tells us that we cannot remove the speck from our brother's eye if we have a log in our eye. In other words, before I can become critical of the sin in your life, I must first deal with the sin that is in my life. So let me make this statement. Love the sinner, hate the sin in yourself. Love the sinner, but hate the sin in yourself first. Now, I'd love to hear what you think at truthinfusion.com.
Listen to Truth Infusion Ministries, Tuesdays, 10 a.m., Sundays, 8:30 a.m. on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is Cass County's news, sports, and weather station.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right. Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday here on this last segment. We've got about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, and we appreciate everybody who's joined us this morning on KPYN AM, 900 AM, and 103.9 FM.
Yes.
And if you're listening out there and you can go to kpyn.net, I do that a lot of times on my phone. That's
yes,
a good way to,
I do too,
to catch Prayer Request Friday. Now, if you go to Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page, you can watch the live feed if we get everything working right like we try to do every Friday. And you can join us there. You can post your comments. And we appreciate the folks who have
yes,
been watching with us so faithfully over the last year or so. I think we've been doing Facebook Live maybe a couple years maybe now.
And what a blessing, that what an encouragement that is, you know, for people to join in. It lifts my spirits. I mean, it really encourages me.
It's a ministry in itself,
yes,
and don't take it lightly. If you're joining us out there on the airwaves, maybe you're not calling in, that's okay. Just the fact that you're joining in prayer and the fact that you're watching on Facebook Live and you're commenting, hey, that's the body working together.
Yes, amen.
And it takes every one of us working together to let Christ be Christ in and through us all.
Yes.
Like only He can do. So we appreciate you. We praise God for you. We're coming down to the end of this week's Prayer Request Friday, Thanksgiving edition. If you don't feel like you've got anything to be thankful for, yes, you do. If you're breathing, amen, you've got an opportunity to communicate with the Father.
Thank you,
through
Lord,
His Son, Jesus. So take that opportunity, enjoy you some Jesus, and we'll be with you in some form or fashion, two of us, next week.
Amen.
Until then, keep seeking the truth. This is Truth Infusion Ministries here on KPYN, Prayer Request Friday.
Lord, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Request Friday. Prayer Request Friday is a production of KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.